The Goodwill Station presents your governor, the Honorable G. Menon Williams, in a report to the people of Michigan. This is another in a series of visits with your governor, brought to the Goodwill Station's listening audience each week at this time as a public service, so that the citizens of Michigan can have a better understanding of the problems and affairs of their state government. Now to the Capitol at Lansing and Governor Williams.
Hello, friends and fellow citizens. We have just finished another observance of one of our nation's traditional holidays, Memorial Day. All over Michigan, in every city, village, and crossroads town, the memory of those who served their country well has been honored again. All over the state, we have put fresh flowers and bright new flags on the graves of those who died to preserve our freedom. The flowers will wither, and the wind and rain will turn the bright flags gray. But in our hearts, we must not and we will not allow the memory of our dead to grow dim. To Americans, every day in the year should be Memorial Day. Every day should be a day to remember the great price which has been paid for our liberties. Every day should be a day of rededication on the part of us, the living, to the principles for which our nation's heroes gave their lives. This week I want to complete for you a bird's eye view of the legislative session which has just ended. I have already told you about the major financial decisions made by the legislature. I have reported to you that the widely heralded economy budget adopted by the legislature actually does not reduce state expenses at all. Instead, it commits the state to spend during the coming fiscal year millions of dollars more than we are spending for necessary purposes now. The appearance of economy was achieved mainly by appropriating only enough money to meet expenses for 9 or 10 months of the year. This makes it look like expenses have been reduced. Actually, the legislature, when it returns in January, and maybe before then, will have to appropriate more money to finish out the year. The so-called economies will then be wiped out by additional appropriations. Unless you understand this, you can easily fall for the false claim that the legislature has forced state expenses down. Then you will be painfully surprised next year when more money must be put up. I contend you should be made fully aware of all the facts now. So I repeat, the legislature has not reduced state expenses. It has met only part of the bill. The so-called economy budget will have to be supplemented by many more millions of dollars of expenditures before we complete the coming fiscal year. And those extra millions will have to be furnished from some kind of additional taxes. The only thing accomplished by the so-called economy practiced by the legislature has been to postpone the necessary expenditures and conceal for a few more months the need for additional taxes. Worse yet, the futile attempt to reduce state expenses below current levels resulted in some real cuts in vital state services. These cuts do not total enough money to change the overall financial picture, but they may have a very serious effect on agencies vital to public health, safety, and welfare. You have undoubtedly gathered from what I have to say on this subject that I vigorously disapprove of the course followed by the legislative leaders. That is entirely true. I think it tends to deceive the public and conceal the true condition of the state. I think the legislature is like a man who comes home and tells his wife the family is in fine financial shape and fails to mention that he has just signed a mortgage, which will call for payments in January amounting to more than his entire income. Such a man may get temporary credit around the house for economy, but the bill will eventually come due, and the rest of the family has a right to resent his failure to give them the true picture. Now let's take a few minutes this week to list some other things the recent legislative session did, aside from this false economy business, and what it did not do. Let's look first at the state's desperately needed construction program. Here again, some false economy was practiced. But nevertheless, some needed things which I recommended were accepted and ordered by the legislature. Foremost in the construction program was the legislature's agreement that we must increase the state supply of doctors by building new medical school facilities at the University of Michigan, and funds were allotted for a down payment on an outpatient clinic at the university, where young student doctors can get the necessary practical experience in the treatment of human disease. This will eventually enable the university to increase its intake of medical students by about a third, or about 50 additional boys and girls who want a medical education. It's a matter of regret to me that similar action was not taken to construct a new medical school at Wayne University in Detroit. The record shows that this Detroit City University sends the bulk of its medical school graduates into Michigan communities where they serve people in all parts of the state. Wayne is largely a university for students from poorer families. It furnishes an opportunity for youths who could not afford to live away from home in a dormitory or a fraternity house. Its medical school serves many bright young people who couldn't possibly get a medical education any other way. I recommended that the state put up the money to build a new medical school at Wayne. The legislature couldn't deny the need for this project, but it appropriated only planning money for the new building. This means the state is committed to spend the $3 million needed for a Wayne University medical building, but the plans have already been virtually completed by the university itself. The action of the legislature in putting up only planning money means costly delay in the actual construction of this project. The action, of course, makes it appear that almost $3 million has been economized. The total appropriated by the legislature for the Wayne Medical School is nearly $3 million less than I recommended, because a token down payment instead of full appropriation was made. By this device, the people who want the construction program are supposed to be satisfied, and the rest of the people are supposed to applaud the legislature for saving the money. Actually, not a cent has been saved, and the day when Michigan has enough doctors is put off. In dealing with the state's construction needs, the legislature repeatedly used this device, which has the effect of holding down the apparent total cost. It made down payments or advance planning money on a number of urgent building projects, thus committing the state to complete these projects. But the down payments were kept small enough so that the total expenditures which I recommended appears to have been reduced. Actually, there has been no reduction in the ultimate cost. The legislature appropriated planning money for a number of mental hospital projects and put up $2 million to continue construction of the mental hospital at Northville. It is still considering a proposal to submit to you, the people, a $65 million bond issue for construction of mental hospitals and tuberculosis hospitals. This will amount to borrowing the money instead of appropriating on a pay-as-you-go basis over a period of years, as I had recommended. It saves nothing, of course. If we borrow the money to build mental hospitals, we must pay it back and pay interest on it, too. The legislature will return to Lansing June 20th. And a definite decision will be made on the $65 million bond issue for mental and tuberculosis hospitals. If the proposal passes the legislature, it must, of course, be submitted to you, the people, for final approval. The legislature failed to appropriate any money at all for a children's mental hospital at Northville. This, I believe, is a pity. We have no place now where children with real mental illness can be sent for the kind of special treatments they should have. Little children and youths whose illness often yields to quick treatment should not be mixed in with adult mental patients in the advanced stages of mental disease. I can see no genuine economy in refusing immediate funds for such a pressing need. The legislature made a down payment on a new veterinary science building at Michigan State, which I had urged in my message. It also made a down payment on my recommendations for a new classroom building at Western State Teachers College at Kalamazoo, and actually appropriated for a physical education building at Central State Teachers College at Mount Pleasant. And it followed my recommendation that planning funds be allowed for a new tuberculosis sanatorium in southwestern Michigan. A number of lesser projects which I had recommended were approved. The total amount of construction funds to which the legislature committed the state, including the projects on which down payments were made, is only a little below the $28 million which I recommended for construction projects. One of the worst failures of this legislative session was its refusal to appropriate anything for an emergency road building program. I'd recommended that $18.5 million be appropriated for highways. If our financial problem had been squarely faced, this money could easily have been spared. It would have enabled us to engage in an immediate summer road building program before the weather gets bad again. But the legislature refused to do anything about the roads, although the way was open to get us out of the mud by spring. That is a general summary of the legislature's achievements and failures on financial issues. What is the record on other things? The legislature failed to act on my recommendation that the unfair and cruel lien law on old age assistance be repealed. This law causes needless worry and suffering to elder citizens by threatening them with loss of their homes if they take old age benefits, which the law grants them. The legislature failed to balance the budget by adopting a corporation profits tax. It refused even to modify the present corporation tax by making 26 big corporations pay as high a rate as the little corporations now do. The legislature failed to do anything about a seal of quality law to help our farmers market their products. It refused to remedy the unreasonably low benefit rate and the unreasonably strict disqualification rules in our unemployment compensation law. It refused to provide additional auditors for the revenue department to tighten up sales tax collections. It refused to permit townships to have housing authorities. It neglected the interests of our commercial fishermen who wanted a law defining their rights and obligations. It did nothing about my recommendation that you be permitted to vote on giving the right of the ballot to citizens at the age of 18. This is a record of failure to meet important issues, which we certainly cannot commend. But on the other hand, some important things were accomplished. The legislature did, at my recommendation, reestablish the Mackinac Bridge Authority. The groundwork is thus laid for resuming the job of linking the two peninsulas of Michigan together. It did adopt a bipartisan bill to control auto finance charges, which I had recommended. It did adopt a bill granting some help to Michigan grape growers, and I had the pleasure of signing that bill into law last week. It did accept my urging to cancel sales and use taxes imposed in 1949 upon a number of new items, including movie films, rented linens, and diapers. It tightened up the law for the segregation of sex criminals, and it opened the way for the rapid completion of metropolitan expressways. And probably most important of all, this session of the legislature produced no new consumer taxes. This was in accord with my position that no consumer taxes should be imposed upon the people of Michigan. That is a summary of the things the 1950 extra session of the legislature accomplished and failed to accomplish. Many of the things I recommended were enacted into law. Other recommendations were not considered or acted upon. I shall continue to stand for all of the things I recommended. I shall continue to stand for honest economy, which means giving you the services you need at the lowest possible cost.
You have been listening to your governor, the Honorable G. Menon Williams, in another of a series of weekly reports to the people of Michigan. Your governor is presented as a public service by the Goodwill Station to help create a better understanding of the problems and affairs of our state government. We invite you to be with us 1 week from tonight at 10:45 for another report from your governor.